Afternoon Jams 103, 7 to be inside the 4 o'clock hours, 23 minutes to showtime down at Mutun. We got the head man in the building, Rashad Throw. Big Rashad, how you doing, man?
What's up, family? How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. I'm looking at your YouTube channel, man. You're doing numbers over there, man.
I gotta diversify.
Diversify, right? Tell us about today, the networking event, man.
So today's networking event is just to let people know from our area, or give them an opportunity to have questions answered, but more so to present to them about what we're about to, go out on, our endeavors that we've been doing out in the community, and starting to actually show its full fervor. So now we're just trying to ingratiate ourselves a little bit more, give people a little bit more opportunity, especially coming off of these last two exciting weekends, So we wanted to excite people just to end off, but then smooth over into the business
side. Yeah. Did entertainment, did all that. Now it's all about business.
Yes, sir.
Neighbors Who Network. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is the first type of event like this, yep, open to the public, but this is a great idea.
Yes, sir.
We have First Fridays, you know what I mean? We hear it all over the country, but this is dope, man. So who are you trying to get down there today?
I want everybody to come out. I want all of the constituents of the city of Muskegon, even people from Muskegon Heights, if you're from North Muskegon, I want everybody to be able to come out and have that conversation to see what we're looking to do, how we're looking to put our mark on the city of Muskegon, and also to get their input as well, because as you know, we'll do development, so we'll do other different events, but we also like to try to make sure that it's city or at least community focused, so that's our main goal.
And it's from 5 to 8. And yeah. So is there a panel discussion or what?
To be honest with you, it's more of just, I think it may be something like a panel, or it just will be Darius asking us a few different questions, just to inquire on what we're looking to do, how we're looking to just impart our mark on the city. So, I'm not sure on if it's just going to be a panel or not. I think it might be a little bit more free range, but it's all depending.
Okay, so I see the markup you got here.
Yes, sir.
These are townhomes?
Yep, these are the Joyce townhomes right up the street. So we are on Peck Street.
Really? Currently.
And with this, this is 1250 Peck Street, the former gas station right on the corner of Peck and Strong. You'll actually see this empty lot at the current moment. But the reason that it's been empty is because it did used to be that former gas station.
Exactly.
And we've done a lot of site remediation. We've worked with the prior owners to make sure that everything was done. And we've worked with Eagle to make sure that all of our environmentals have been met, our environmental standards. So we've crossed that barrier and we've gotten the approvals that we all need, and we're able to go forward.
So the website is at q9homes.com?
That is correct.
When they go there, what would they get?
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to see the layout. You'll be able to see the structure that we're looking to erect on that property. You'll also see some other properties that we're going to be developing as well. And you'll also be able to see the Big Red Development Plan's housing options, too, because we're going to provide we're going to provide three housing options. It's going to be one ranch and two-story housing options, but it'll have some different finish options for them, for people that want to, be that closer to the sports, that much more closer to the sports complex.
Now, for tonight, what do people like? They don't want to do the housing, but they might want to do something else. Is there an opportunity for that?
Oh, yeah, of course. So I will be, the only problem is that I don't have the poster boards for all of it because, we ran a little behind on certain things and there was some technical issues, as you are
always in business. Those problems, right?
But we did at least get the main thing that was out. But we will be exploring and talking about the other developments that we're doing with our ammunition manufacturing line, because we now have the equipment to be able to facilitate our own manufacturing. We're doing it on a small scale to start off with. And then also we're going to facilitate our own indoor gun range. And then outside of that, with my brother's stuff, he has his own sportswear brand.
Right.
So to be able to facilitate other people's fan gear or their athletic wear for any schools, surrounding schools, he'll be able to assist on that. And also outside of that, the sports complex, giving people an update on what's going on with that as well. Currently, right now, we're actually going through the environmental phase for the housing portion, wow, which will be on the football field. So we're working with SME. So shout out to SME, and also working with Eagle, too.
Wow. You got a lot on the floor. And he maintaining a YouTube channel, y'all, which is a full-time job. And he probably doing something else. I'm just Rod, how much Rashad, how much sleep you getting, man? Not that much, right?
Between like 4 to 6 hours.
Wow.
Maybe 4 to 6 hours. I'll go to sleep probably around like 2:30, maybe, and then I'll get back up at around like 6:30.
Right back at him. Mm-hmm. All right, head down to Matu this afternoon. Darius Mitchell is going to be like hosting, right, setting up the scene.
Yep, and my baby brother will be down there later on, so he won't be there initially because it is our nephew's birthday. So happy birthday, Miles! Happy birthday! I want to make sure I get that on the radio. Happy
Miles
birthday.
Is who, baby?
Kara Riley, Ja'Kara Riley.
Okay,
yep,
all right,
yep.
So, all right.
It's a sister from another mother. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, right. I'll tell you. Yeah,
yeah. Miles, you always, if you look at any of the photos where you. People think that D has a son. That's Miles.
Oh, okay. So,
that's Miles. So yeah, we got to make sure that we shout out Miles. But today is his birthday, so at least one of the uncles got to be at Miles' birthday stuff before, and we'll be doing his actual birthday celebration later on.
So, if you can put a number on how many people attended the events that occurred over the last couple weeks, what would that number be?
Combined, I would say at least 10,000.
Wow, 10,000.
Yes, because I would say you're looking at least 2 to 3, maybe even 4,000 people that came out to D one day, and that was just at Mona Lake Park.
Right.
And then you also have Eddie's event, which took up the entire gym. Like, you know, it was standing room only. We sitting up there screaming at people, sit down! Sit down, you in front of them! You know, so that had at least a few thousand people. Plus, on top of that, we were at Motu later on that night as well. And that was packed.
It was packed too.
So it was just a night. It was a couple of weekends just being packed. Like
nothing but good vibes too, right?
Nothing but good vibes. No fight, no drama, no nothing. It was just that. It really set the standard and set the tone of just Black excellence.
Yeah.
Multiple Black-owned businesses really came out and showed their true colors. You had my brother's sports brand that did Eddie's event as far as the apparel line, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Eddie's event. Then you have Red Zone Security. Then you have Motu Lakeshore. Like, you know, those are all Black-owned events. I mean, Black-owned companies. All of them made sure that nothing happened besides good vibes and smiley faces.
Man, I love it. I love it. Man, I was out of town. I was in Brazil hanging out, but I saw the pictures and stuff. Yeah, that's where my peace come from.
Yes.
But it's for you. You doing it for a generation that needs to have it. You know, PA don't see it all, and I support y'all. You know, y'all need anything, I'm there.
Man, but it gives me appreciate you.
It gives me joy to see what you're doing for this generation. I remember when I started Underground Video Show over about 30 years ago, there wasn't no network of Black business. There was no network of gathering of people. You had to figure it out. I would have to call people and seek them out to get that help. Now you bringing these people together. You know, I had to learn a lot on my own. You know, I had to learn about employee tax. I had to learn that. Oh yeah, you can take 500 out, but you got to pay the government 750.
Oh yes,
800.
Yes.
Nobody told me that.
I didn't tell you about that.
You know, so I'm sending
Uncle
in 500.
Needs his money.
I'm sending in 500, and the IRS saying you owe money. Like, what? How owe you money? That I don't pay it everything back.
You don't want to owe.
Exactly. But those are things you have. You know, when you don't have the guidance there, you make those mistakes. So you bringing people together. So they can learn all this stuff.
Yeah. And then also, too, we are going to be embarking on our economic initiative. We're going to be presenting later on. We're just fine tuning everything, but it's the MH100 for Muskegon Heights. So that way we can generate over $100 million of equity and revenue. And we want to make sure that that happens over the next 10 years with diversifying the business output on what they've already have in their repertoire. And then also just creating more of a growing business culture. Like that's you want to spur more growth. You want to get people excited. And there's a lot of excitement right now in Muskegon Heights. There's a lot of potential.
It is.
There's an extreme amount of potential. It's just untapped.
Untapped.
And then if you actually put all of the right mechanisms in order for it to succeed, it's gonna go crazy.
Right. I wish if I were younger, I would invest into that Strand Theater, that little area there.
Oh, yeah.
You look at East Town, Grand Rapids, look at Wealthy Street, what they did in the area.
Yep.
flipped it up.
See, you understand. Yeah, flipped it. My dad is off of Neeland.
Okay, so right,
the,
right.
Like right up the block. You know what I'm
you
saying?
Couldn't, one time you couldn't even go down Wealthy Street because of the gang got to.
Yep. But no, and I know a lot of that.
And they changed that thing over. It's a whole new life. Mm-hmm. And the Wealthy Street Theater is like the beautiful. Hub. Yeah.
It's beautiful there now. So that's what I plan to do with this MH100, with hopefully with the Strand Theater. And also, like I've already told you and showed you, I did give PA a little
gave him a lot.
You know what I'm saying? But I did show him that, hey, we have some businesses that's already ready to go into the Strand Theater once we actually have it developed. So we have businesses that's ready to go into Muskegon Heights right now.
Wow. All right. I know you got to get down to Motu.
Yes, sir.
From 5 to 8. I'm gonna come down there sometime after 6 or 7 o'clock after I get done with the show.
I look
just to say hello and greet, take some pictures and stuff.
I appreciate
you. Appreciate what you're doing. It's a lot, people. This is not easy. He can smile. You know, we have to smile, but it's a lot of tension when you putting things like this together.
I mean, we got to be the people, like you said, you were the first, you started doing stuff and you had to be the trailblazer.
Had to be
trailblazer. Somebody has to do it. Otherwise, we're just going to be a part of the malarkey and complaints and all that. Like, I don't like being a part of the complaints. I like being part of solutions.
Want to be the solution.
So, yeah, like, I'd much rather help other people, and I want to help people from the heights be able to show that, hey, y'all could do it on y'all own, but y'all just might need a little help, but you know, ain't nothing wrong with a little help.
Nothing wrong
as long as you're doing it in the right way.
I'm just gonna head down to Matuda. That was Rashad Thorough. Going back to more music, keep your Zapdos Jams.